Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah!
Jabba the Weeds in a Marble Falls street game. Jabba the Weeds in the club likes to make it rain. Jabba the Weeds says he believes in the mean green.
Jabba the Weeds,
that's just his code word for smoking weed. His life is all sex, drugs, and violence. Doesn't care about your moment of silence.
Paul is
now you better let the big man speak. It's the Jabba the Weeds.
Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jub of the Week brings us to the Jub. Hi, George.
Bad Radio.
How are you, my man?
I'm doing great. How are you, boys?
We are good. We've missed you for this long week. We have.
It's been like 7 days or something.
We've had a lot of arguments, a lot of things to get to.
Are you guys fighting earlier?
What's that?
Us?
I heard you guys fight, yeah.
Well, weigh in. Where were you on the great Cowboy Stadium fight?
It is amazing. I think it's a combo of like three things. I think Cowboy fans are selling their tickets. I think the stadium's too big to possibly where the fan base is right now to have 90,000 Cowboy fans together. You can't get, I mean, the team has been 500 for 17 years. So I think this is also a destination place, especially for Houston. I've had several emails, people who either were from Houston or had relatives who live in Houston that said there was like a caravan leaving and going back to Houston.
Yeah, I could definitely see if you're a Houston Texans fan, you saying the next time we play up in Dallas, we got to go. I could definitely see that.
Yeah, and these things were, this was arranged before the season, so there's going to be a ton of Giants fans. I'm trying to think of some of the other home games. Philly fans,
but it's not always a ton of Giants where they take over, though, right? I mean, you're going to always have other people's fans in your stadium. But not as vocal as it's been the last three home games.
Yeah, tell us about the 90s, George, a little bit better. For my sake, it was nothing like this when they were really, really good. I mean, yes, you could get in there if you were the enemy, but you weren't taking over.
And there would be a smattering, and then you take it into the aughts, and you remember those days, Bob, where you go, man, there's a lot of Giants fans here. But that meant there were 5,000 Giants fans there.
I got an email from some dude who says, from going to games, he has season tickets, that what happens is it's a minority of fans that are the other team's fans, but you can get a lot of noise going even if you have 30% of the fans in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a third down for the Cowboys. The opposing team's fans start getting some noise going for their team. Well, then you, as a slightly inebriated Cowboy fan, or maybe just inebriated on life, you want to bow up, so you start making noise to drown them out because you don't want them, and now you're making too much noise for your offense being on the field.
Well, considering that someone told me that Rowdy was trying to start the wave when the Cowboys had the football, that makes some sense.
Now, this goes to anti-Rowdy bias, which certainly you have.
You know, the one thing...
Well, I mean, it just shows you that, you know, that idiot's out there trying to get noise going when the Cowboys have the ball. But I would say, I don't know if you can get noise so loud that you have to go to a silent count on 20 to 30%. I think it would have to be at least 40%.
That's what we need. Is we need a proper counting of these numbers. Like, it's all anecdotal. It's all, it seemed like 50% or the majority were this. It's difficult to pin down those numbers because the team certainly doesn't want that information out there. Remember after the 49ers game, Jerry actually denied that there were a lot of 49ers fans.
Did you count them?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about the other thing though, and that is the
Ebola.
The citywide issue here, that this is a awesome city. It's an awesome city to live in, and it's attractive to those of us who were not born here. And, yeah, it's a transplant city, but maybe we don't realize how much it is a transplant city.
Yes, I think that's the other factor. It is, and, back when I first moved here in the 80s, I think you could say that. You know, it seems like I went to school with a bunch of kids whose families had, you know, transferred from the Midwest or the Northeast. But it's nothing like now, and how it's transformed the last 10 or 15 years, with this really being a land of opportunity given the economy, you know, the rest of our country. I think this is turned into a huge melting pot, and it is different now than it was, I don't know, 80s and 90s.
That's my theory on why the Big Ten's bad, George. Have you heard this?
No.
The Big Ten's bad, and it's getting worse, and it will never be what it needs to be in football, or what it once was, and what it needs to be. That's a silly thing to say. But what it once was, just because of this very thing that this generation is far more comfortable than the last generation, and by the way, the next one will be even more comfortable with just relocating if you don't like where you live. And unlike the NFL, where there's a draft that makes a kid from Florida go play in Green Bay or Chicago or Detroit, in college you have the choice. And if you live down here, you're not taking a football scholarship to go play at Indiana if you have any other reasonable choice down here. Now, if you live up there, there might be a 50-50 chance you stay up there, but a lot of them are going to be attracted by leaving and playing down south as well. The point is, I just don't
think... And the best football players are down here.
Yes, to begin with. So that slants it.
Yeah.
So the idea that the Big Ten is falling off, it's an observation. Everyone says, man, what's going on with the Big Ten? Bad coaches, bad strategy, whatever it is. No, it's just simple fact that people don't want to live where they don't have to live if it sucks weather-wise.
Yeah, I think that's a big factor. It's hard for me to comment on that after seeing Indiana score 49 on North Texas on Saturday.
I'm sorry, so, I used Indiana. That was unintentional by me. Let's sub in Purdue.
Is improving. Indiana is an improving Big Ten team. The rest of the conference is going down. And they do have their signature win of the Big Ten this year.
What's that?
Missouri.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I think that's the only top 20 non-conference win.
No, but the point is, you
just
know,
a roadblock, a road bump.
They're dealing with a different level of athlete, which isn't obvious until they play out of conference. When they're all playing each other, it's not really perceptible to the naked eye.
Right.
But when they're playing conferences that don't have that disadvantage, they get mowed down.
But you know, it's been that way for a long time, because I was stunned to learn that Indiana win over Missouri was the only Big Ten win over a ranked SEC team on the road ever. Now, maybe that means there hasn't been a lot of Big Ten teams playing at SEC schools on the road, and they didn't exactly go to Georgia or Alabama. They just went down the road to Missouri. But that still would tell me that it's been that way for a while.
We don't like to live up there, George.
I know.
You understand.
You dang Yankees.
Well,
I was born here and got back as fast as I could.
Yeah, you protest a little too much.
I was held against my will to live in the North.
You protest a little too much on that front. But to your point of getting down here, I just think there's people my parents' age, they weren't relocating, or very seldom. It was weird to actually get up and leave at some point of your life from where you were born.
Only if you got divorced and were ostracized from your community.
That's
I think
seriously.
That's how you relocate.
That's my grandma had to move from her community. That's how we got to Cleveland, or else we would have lived in Pittsburgh had they remained married. It was a different climate then, but even though I guess she was being beaten by her husband.
Whoa!
If you get divorced, you really couldn't hold a family together, so you might want to get out of town.
Well, everyone, welcome to my neighborhood. Glad to have you. I was born here, and I'm staying.
I was born
Oak
here.
Cliff, yeah. That's my hood.
It's a lot.
I was born in Oak Cliff.
What were the...
you ain't staying there.
Jake, did you find some numbers you were confident with the transplant percentage in DFW?
Yeah, they say now that it is just over 50% is native to the state of Texas. Now, I don't know how many of those people came from, whether it's Austin or, you know, San Antonio or elsewhere in the state, but...
We had to come here to show you guys how to do it.
Whatever.
Stop it.
Whatever.
But what do you mean, stop it?
You had to come here because all of the industry in your towns left those towns.
No, because built that up. We made that the superpower.
Your towns suck.
You ever tried to build a car when it's 10 below zero?
Yeah.
Your hands get sore. It's just, it's unpleasant.
Like, you guys were messing this thing up down here. Let's come down here and we'll teach you how to run things.
I'm still not going to
do something
that.
About him, George.
That's what the carpetbagger said back in the 1860s, too.
Okay, well, we are the ones that first thought slavery was kind of a bad idea.
Okay.
Whoa.
Then you
Trump
wanted
card.
To go to war.
Trump
and
card.
There you go.
So,
slave owners up north, too.
So, prove it.
That's a common refrain.
Good comeback.
There were.
Boom.
Just many race problems up there.
So,
yes. All on the south.
What's... Did you find the international transplant? What percentage are we on that front?
20%. It was 30%.
That's without Mexico, right?
No, that's international, George. Mexico is a different country.
It's a real country. It's recognized by the...
Yeah.
Oh, I know it's real. I just recognize them as a neighboring state.
So they have enough of the tax revenue.
So your pie chart, if I understand it correctly, Jake, 50%. So it's 5 million people, 2.5 native Texans. And then of the remaining 2.5 million, 60% are transplants from within the states. 40% would be transplants from without.
Yes, that's correct.
I don't believe it.
Oh, okay.
What don't you
Probably
believe?
Not true, then.
Why? I just don't believe it.
Just keep that attitude, Native Texan.
Until someone knocks on my door and they say, hey, man, are you from here or not? They didn't take me.
Well, they
don't
have
know
to knock on your door
me.
Because they just, when you buy your house, they can tell where you're coming from.
I just don't even put it.
All right,
down.
Subject change. George, who are you going to vote for? The guy in a wheelchair or a woman for your next governor?
Man, I do not. I am out on politics. Out.
You think those are two losing choices?
I'd love to see this pie chart of those of us who are just decided we're just out.
And you're not going to vote at all?
Yeah.
I think
I'm going to vote, but I'm just not going to talk about it on the air because it's the most defeating thing ever.
Come on, man.
No.
Get some emails going.
Tired of them.
What, the cat?
Yes, play the cat song. I don't care. Yes, I'm with the meow meow party. Yes.
Boy, the meow meow.
Where are you on legalizing pot?
Don't care. Either way.
How about abortion?
See, let's
have no opinion.
Let's join the don't care party.
What about fracking?
Jake.
I may have a few thoughts on that.
But
you know, something.
You know what? I don't know what to tell you on that. I don't know what to tell you on anything.
George,
when it comes to politics.
Did big business buy you out? Did big oil buy you out and make you not?
Man, I can remember the old job that would just talk about anything.
What about big radio? Did that buy you out?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I don't either.
But here's the thing. Back to the Cowboys, you know what they need to do? Is they just need to put Chris Arnold outside the stadium and say, are you a Cowboy fan? All right, got you down. And that's the only way they'll know the true percentage.
Man, there's a way around it.
And you can't get in if you say no?
Right, you're turned away.
Seems like the line would really get backed up quick if it's just Chris. But I like
there's only one entrance.
I like your style. And he's just got like one legal pad, so
he'll take you off and walk in.
Oh, one more. Cindy Crawford or Jenna Jackson.
Is barbecue a sport, yes or no? All right, Jubb, high five.
I messed up this week. We'll do better next week.
All right, who's hotter?
Uh-oh.
The guy in the wheelchair or Wendy Davis?
He has a name.
All right, what is it?
Greg Abbott.
Oh, you're so lucky. You are so lucky that you pulled that out.
Well, he's got the commercials.
Look, here's the answer. Nobody is hotter than Wendy Davis. Mark it down. Except maybe that Grand Prairie Ford lady.
I thought you said Nancy Grace.
Angie Stevens?
Yeah, Stevens. Man, y'all burst my bubble on that. She doesn't live here.
I know. No. That hurt me.
Everywhere.
What if she was running against Wendy Davis? Who do you vote for?
Sight unseen.
Angie Stevens is a carpetbagger.
You don't even know about politics or anything. Don't even care.
I'm going to run into her at the grocery store someday.
She's an assassin.
Don't trust her. You can't trust Angie Stevens.
No.
All right, hit the theme, Mino. We got to get out of here.
All right.
Do we have an ending theme?
Not really.
It's Jubb of the Week.
Meow, 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 meow.
I think it's this.
Green.
All right.
Green. Green. Green.
got to hear this once a week, one way or the other.
I just died.
Texas Rangers Hall of Famer. Texas Rangers Hall of Famer.
Hang on.
It's a big day for a lot of people in the Metroplex. Great point.
He's right.
All right, it's 2:33. What are you saying, America?